If you want more time, money, freedom, and have a business that's not reliant on you, then you're in the right place. Each week, Mark Creedon, along with some of the very best business minds in the world, will take you through simple, practical steps you can take to create the business you always wanted. From his own practical experience, Mark will show you how to work less, make more, and get the business you always wanted, the one that you deserve. Now here's your host, one of Australia's most sought-after business coaches, Mark Creedon.
All right, welcome to episode 3 of the Mastermind for Business podcast. I'm Mark Creedon, and it's kind of not just a Mastermind for Business podcast, it's probably a Married Mastermind for Business podcast, because in the studio with me, I've got Caroline, who is my business partner and also my wife. Hey, Caroline, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Caroline, I want to talk today about if you've got things going on in your business, like you've got a strategy, you know, you've read the books, and you know, maybe you've got a coach, you've read the books, you've watched the YouTube clips, whatever it is that you've done, right? You've been to the workshops or the seminars, and you've got all these strategies, but they're just not working. In this episode, we're going to show you why that is and what you can do as we go through Tony Robbins' state story strategy advice. Caroline, we've spoken about this with our Mastermind members in a hot seat just fairly recently.
Yes.
And you know, we can talk about business, but let's just go back to, say, you know, giving up smoking. And we've had friends in the past who've really wanted to give up. In fact, we've got a staff member right now, one of our team, keen to give up smoking, but really struggling, isn't she? She just can't quite get there.
Yes, it's not quite in the right headspace to give up on it.
Right. It's a really good point you make, because you see, we can give her the strategy, so we can send her to, you know, hypnosis. We can help her with stop smoking drugs or nicotine patches. But I think you've just nailed it right now when you said she's not in the right
mindset.
Right. Not in the right headspace, not the right mindset. Something that Tony Robbins talks about is this state story strategy. And essentially what he says is that the strategy really only makes up about 5%. And the other 95% is made up of state and story. So if we're talking about not smoking or giving up smoking, the state is around you've got to be in the right mindset. But sometimes it's also the story that you tell yourself. Like, I've smoked for so long, it's too hard to give up now. Or, you know, my parents have smoked and they're well, they're healthy, they live a long life. You know, I've often heard people say, oh, my grandmother smoked till she was 92. And, you know, or people quote Winston Churchill, who smoked cigars up until the day he died and you know, lived a very long life. So it's not just the state of mind, but it's also the story they tell themselves as well.
Yeah, I think once they can understand what their real desire is and why they got themselves to that stage and are ready in the mindset to want to change that.
Yeah.
They can put the message out differently.
Yeah, 100%. And you're right, the message out to themselves, because it's like it's this self-talk, it's this self-story, isn't it? So we could talk about this with smoking, we could talk about with weight loss, we could talk about a whole bunch of things, but this is the Mastermind for Business podcast. So let's talk about it in terms of business. We had this conversation with every Friday, we run a hot seat, which is basically a session for our Mastermind members where we talk about a particular thing that's going on or something. We teach them a particular strategy. But what I did a few weeks ago is we went through this process, this state story strategy concept, because we realized that there were a bunch of strategies that we were teaching and yet it just wasn't working. Not because they weren't great strategies, because they are, but because people didn't have the right state of mind or the right story. Do you remember, Caroline, do you remember Craig's story around what was going on for him? So he'd had these vehicles that he'd sold and he had one that had some issues.
Yes. Yeah. He was just absolutely devastated.
Right. So he was devastated because he had one that was issues and had issues and the guy wanted his money back and he sort of went, you know, I never intended to, you know, give somebody $30,000 money back. And he was thinking about the impact on his cash flow. So where was his state of mind at that point in time?
I think it was the state of mind of failure. He's because he felt that he'd let one customer down. He was painting his whole product in that way. But through talking with him about that, that was actually not the case.
His state of mind was very much along the lines of failure, really, wasn't it? It was, oh, well, you know, here I've got this thing. It's not worked. I've been telling people how amazing it is, and now I've got this one piece of evidence that proves that, to him, in his own mind, it proved that it wasn't. So his state of mind was one of failure.
Yes. Right?
And then going on from that, though, there was then an internal dialogue. There was a story that he was setting up for himself, which was more around the failure as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So the story that he was telling himself was really, look, you know, I can't follow through on the promises because I've promised my clients that they're great pieces of equipment. I've promised my clients they'll work. How can I now go out with my growth plans if, in fact, this is not the case?
I think it's great to have a growth plan. We all need to have those. But where that is good is if you have a growth plan, you also have your plan B, because there's always going to be little roadblocks or hiccups that come up along the way, and you can actually use them as part of a strength to your growth.
So the thing for him is that he didn't have that plan, but he didn't really have a way of moving past that story that he was telling himself. And it was really interesting because we had given him a heap of strategies, and he, you know, across his time in Mastermind, he'd applied those strategies and he was, you know, he was bang on target with everything he was trying to achieve, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but suddenly the strategy stopped working because, and I think it's just proof of the concept that you can have all the strategies in the world, but if you don't have them funneling through to the right state of mind and the right story that you're telling yourself, then those strategies aren't going to work.
100%. He was on a really good roll. It just, he was reaching his numbers well ahead of what he thought in the time frame he had set. Then he had the one hiccup and went, oh, holy, this is wrong.
Yeah, you can say crap. You can say holy crap.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, well, you can probably say that as well. That's what he found himself in that position. But it was really all around that state of mind. Yeah.
Yes.
What happens is when you get yourself into that state of mind, you start telling yourself a story. And that story repeats itself. And it doesn't matter what strategy comes to you, what strategy you read about, or what strategy somebody gives you, the strategy is really only that final 5%. Now, I guess the important thing to remember, and we'll get into this in a second, Caroline, but the important thing to remember is whilst the strategy is only 5% in that situation, if you get the story right and you get the state of mind right, it's the other way around, you get your state of mind right first and then you change the story you're telling yourself, that 5% strategy becomes like just, you know, the pinnacle. It becomes so important. It is like the secret ingredient, the silver bullet, because it then drives the continuation of that story, the maintenance of that state of mind. But I guess for people listening to this is to remember that we all go through that, don't we?
I think so. I think it's human nature. You get old beliefs that come through from when you're a child right through, and that does impact your business at some stage. But having moved past that, you sort of put it to the back room, and then when you do get a bit of a roadblock, they pop out, you might, yeah, question yourself.
It's interesting you talk about that, you know, sort of goes back to your childhood, because you're right. I think we all get some stories, some self-dialogue that we tend to sort of bury and put away. And this sounds like we're doing a feel-good podcast on mindset. But hey, how important is mindset in running your business?
Oh, it's core, because your business is based on, yes, a good product, but also your values. If your values don't align with your product and your values don't align with your customer, then there's going to be breakdowns. But the sweet spot is when they all align and you get it all.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, it's a bit like the imposter syndrome, right? You know, we all have it. I mean, I suffer from it as well. And I remember saying to Caroline not long ago, we were talking about you being invited to speak to something, and it was like, oh, you know, why would they want to listen to me? I was just going through that story. So, and you could have all the strategies about talking about, you know, how you improve your presence on stage and you know, how you make a great impact. But none of those strategies would have worked for me if my state of mind was, I don't have anything of value to offer. And so that's the story that I was telling myself. And so what we had to do was fix the state of mind that resets the story, and then all the strategies around how you present and how you make impact, et cetera, suddenly came to be. But we all go through those processes, don't we? I mean, you go through it, I go through it, we've seen all our clients go through it.
I think so. I think you're human.
Yeah. Let's get back to Craig, because we actually fixed that for Craig during the course of that process. And so what we did for Craig was, okay, so you've got this one problem, this one vehicle that's causing some issues for you. Just hang on a second. Let's look at the other 30 vehicles that you've sold since you started. Let's look at the great feedback that you've got. So we had to reframe his state of mind by understanding all the positive things that he'd been able to achieve in such a short period of time. I guess the other thing that was really interesting is that, you know, he was the brave one because he was the one that sort of put his hand up and said, yeah, this is me. But when we asked the question, who else has been in that position? I mean, what sort of a response did we get?
It was awesome to see because, you know, you seeded the solution in the hot seat with our members. It was really the backup support that you got from the other members, or what we call our tribe, to Craig.
Yep.
To help him through that. And it just really seeded the value of what you were saying in that.
It shows the power of, I mean, we talk about in our mastermind tribe, we talk about, you know, shared wisdom and collective momentum. But I think it's a great reminder. So if you are in business and you are not a part of a mastermind, and it doesn't have to be our mastermind, but if you're not a part of a mastermind, if you're not a part of a group of people where you can get this collective momentum, and collective momentum is really about everybody being on the same page, everybody, whilst they've got their own journey and their own destination goals, everybody's on the same page heading toward trying to achieve, you know, a positive outcome. And everybody's got a positive view of life as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And one of the things that was really good for Craig there is he was in a lower state of mindset than what he normally was. And then he had a whole bunch of people who were having a heap of wins, and they were actually able to lift him up.
Yeah.
And then literally within hours, he had reported back to, you know, the tribe and, he, you know, his colleagues that he had turned it right around in favor of the client and also himself, and got a solution, super happy all around.
Right. So let's talk about that, because when he came onto the session, his state of mind was, I'm a failure. You know, all the things I've promised I can't follow through on. You know, I can't look at these growth strategies because I just can't get that clarity of mind. And I tend to suggest that anybody listening to this right now in business has probably been there. So we helped him to change that state of mind by refocusing on all the positive things that he had achieved and the opportunities that existed. He then changed that story. But what was fascinating, I think, about it is that, you know, when he got off the session, he rang the client and he said, no problems. I'll pick the vehicle up. I'll give you back your 30 grand, not an issue. And within a couple of hours, he had sourced the issue that got his team to be able to, you know, get ready to get the parts to fix the issue. And he got a call from someone who was looking for a demonstrator. And he went, yep, actually, I've got one coming in next week. So that whole thing of, you know, this is just stuffed and I can't do what I said I'd do, and, you know, my business is going downhill, even though we'd given him all these great strategies, flicked around to, this is good. And then suddenly the strategies that we'd given, so when, you know, I spoke to him a week later, he's back on track and he's going, yep, I've used this strategy and that strategy, and it's really driving my business forward. So it really shows the importance of the order of those things, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I think he'd just been given a shot of adrenaline and saw his superpower to solve the problems that he came up with.
Yeah, 100%. So here's the thing, and I've got to give Tony Robbins credit for this, it's not mine. You can't apply the strategies that are coming into your business if you've got a really poor state of mind. And the problem with a state of mind, a poor state of mind or a negative state of mind, is it leads to a negative self-talk, right?
Yeah.
In a dialogue, that internal dialogue. So you've got to get a positive state of mind that will lead to the story that you tell yourself. And once you get the story right, you're going to find that that's going to lead to you being able to pick up the strategies that work for you. Hey, Caroline, thank you. This has been fun.
Yes.
Yeah. We actually get to chat to each other on a podcast.
Yes. We can't argue.
Well, that's a good point. 100%. Got to keep it nice. Hey, guys, thank you for joining us in this episode of the Mastermind for Business podcast. If you know someone who is in a business and you think that they could benefit from this, please share the podcast with them. If you'd like to know a little bit more about our mastermind program and how we think we can help you, if you're in a service business or a professional practice, you'd like to double your revenue, halve the time that you spend in your business in 18 months or less, grab the link below. Let's have a chat. I'll put the link to our site in the podcast notes. Let's have a chat. No obligation. Love to hear from you. I know that we can help you let's get together again in the next episode of the Mastermind for Business podcast.
Thanks for joining us on the Mastermind for Business podcast. If you're ready to have a business that you're not a slave to, check out metropolemastermind.com.au or have a chat with Mark and the team at allthews.com. See what's possible. Today.